you erase the song yourself. Let's say you wrote some letter here that doesn't go on.
Okay. Last week I started speaking about the role of Eliyahu HaNavi when Mashiach will come. The meaning of Eliyahu HaNavi, as I mentioned, is the Rambam himself writes it as one of those things that it's unclear exactly what he's going to do, what his role will be. The machlekes and Mishnah, what exactly he will, he's going to come to fix up yichus problems, different families that were allowed to intermarry that weren't supposed to, or vice versa, come to make shalom in the world.
You have any goyim also? I'm asking.
Yes, shloima.
Basically, it's not talking about not intermarriage.
It's not talking about intermarriage. It was mishpachas that are a psul mamzeres. It's talking about a psul mamzeres. Eved or a mamzer. Not talking about
mamzer. Eved is a
Eved Knani is a technically he's a yid, but he's
not married.
He's not a yichus. Yeah, it's a different yichus.
The problem with Ken and Levine, it's very serious problems. Who are in Avedin?
That's what I was asking, if you're talking about goyim.
Basically, it says the stuff about that.
Mit dem Yehudi antike Zeiten, doch
yeah. So then, the Rambam like,
I don't know. That's coming. It's not coming. My father who's in Yid.
Mishpacha that is Jewish, but is a psul mamzeres.
Yeah.
The Rebbe at this one said a remark, which you can't. It was mashmash to go, but even a goy, the same thing applies. But I don't know what that means. That means that he'll have to go through a gaydus, but he'll still, they're not going to publicize it. Face it shows this man. That is mamashag.
They live the Yidden his own lives, and the children live the Yidden, so then they'll be going to go through gaydus, and that's it.
I don't know. No, that's to say that not going to be. The Rebbe just once said a remark by dollars, Tav Shinun, that very ununderstood. I mean, it was. Some of the Rebbe said a remark, the Rebbe about Dafke men, so he could shoot it. The Rebbe just used a Lashon, thinking about the Goyim that like, coming up from Russia. So Lashon has even shit like, until Mashiach comes, whatever. From the Sugya, the Rishonim Achronim doesn't seem that there's any way of learning that it refers to Goyim Gemurim. But I don't have there's no answer. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe never, was master what he meant. But so like I mentioned last week, just important to understand, the Rebbe gives a whole different perspective on this whole argument, what Eliyahu HaNavi will do, that it doesn't mean that there's an actual argument what he will do, what he won't do. The Rebbe says you can't have an argument b'mtzis, a kind of argument and a fact, what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. The argument rather is, what is the Eliyahu HaNavi will do many things. The question is, what is he going to do? Which thing is he going to do, which is directly connected with his special mission that is connected with B'yis HaMashiach? The truth is, so Mamela, everything is true. The question just is, which inyan is the inyan that's something by itself that Eliyahu HaNavi will do, which is nice and beautiful and important, but it's not relevant to Mashiach? And what is the thing that he's going to do that is relevant for Mashiach? As the Rebbe mentions, one opinion says, the whole inyan of Eliyahu HaNavi that is connected with Mashiach will just be, there'll be Mavasar HaGa'ul, will come and say, right before Mashiach comes, get ready, the Mashiach is coming. Now,
Pashtus pasuk means v'heishiv levavos. He's gonna be v'heishiv in the Yiddishkeit.
Rebbe says ein achnami, but Rebbe learns pshat dar hadrin. The v'heishiv levavos abban. Pashtus two pasuk. Meaning v'heishiv levavos lechem is Eliyahu HaNavi. V'heishiv levavos abban. The question is v'heishiv levavos abban. Again, obviously he's going to do. But the shaila is that his shlichus is he once he's coming he's already v'heishiv levavos abban. V'banim al avaysam. Or is that what he's coming for? Then the question is, what means the hatred of the Sabbani? The Rebbe speaks about it. It's an interesting beard of the Rebbe, the perspective of the Rebbe and the whole thing. But anyway, when you look at B'chlad and Yonav, the Gula, see that there's many, many things. The Rambam, the Mishnah, quotes a few about Yichus, families that were mixed in or about making peace. There's many, but then there's many midrashim about the role that Eliyahu Novi will play in the Gula itself. And, for example, we all know, like the Tishbi Yitaris Kushisi boys, all the questions we have now in Torah, it says Eliyahu Novi will answer. We have to wait until Eliyahu Novi will come. You have, there's in some, a lot of the inyonim that some places, certain things that are attributed to Mashiach are said to happen through Eliyahu Novi. That he will fight wars, he will help the Eden. So there's again, the Rambam himself writes, you can't know exactly what's going to happen to him. I just want to discuss some of the inyonim that Eliyahu Novi will do and what his role is. Like I mentioned last week, we start from the backwards, forwards. In other words, start with the Bir Ha'inyim before I get to starting to discuss different details about what Eliyahu Novi will do. What is b'chlal the role of Eliyahu Novi? If you have Mashiach, Mashiach will be, the Rambam explains that Pasuk describes Mashiach with such great qualities that even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have. Besides prophecy, which no one could match Moshe Rabbeinu, when it comes to other qualities, the Rambam writes, you know, they, from Sukkim Rambam brings, Eibshe calls Mashiach, you're my son, until in Perek Beis, many different Nochal of Ruach Hashem, Ruach Achmo Bina, Hina Yaskal, the famous Pesukim that everyone about Mashiach. That's tremendous qualities. The question is, what do you need Eliyahu Novi for? Won't Mashiach be able to figure things out on his own? So, to sidetrack, I would just say that the truth is that if you do look in certain sources, you will see that Mashiach won't necessarily do everything on his own. Many sources speak about Mashiach ben Yosef. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't mention a word about Mashiach ben Yosef, but you have Chassidus mentions it, the Zohar mentions it, the Gemara mentions it, the Midrashim are full of Mashiach ben Yosef. Sake Stam, it's interesting. I saw today, and the Yachad Mashiach Gula al Alteira brings on the Megala Mukis with Yosef and his brothers. He was telling them the dreams that he had. So his brother said, "Hamolech Timlech." He goes, it's very interesting. Up here, the Muslim he brings. Says the brothers told Yosef, "You think Hamalech Timlech Chaleinu Moshal Tim Shimon? I think will be your rule over us." So he explains, Yosef was saying, Yosef's smile was, he was saying that you know that you're gonna all the bundles of wheat bow down to me, and the heaven, the sun, and the moon bow down to me. Yosef knew that from him will come Mashiach ben Yosef. Rashi being the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, that one spark will come from Yosef that will destroy all Yosef. But Pashtus, B'chayr, it goes to Mashiach ben Yosef. It's brought out many midrashim that the descendant of Yosef will come and he's going to be the one that will destroy the Roman king empire. I mean, today we don't have Roman empires in Rome, but it's represented by the superpowers of the world. So the brothers told them true, Hamal, but they said eventually the kingdom won't remain by you. Eventually the kingdom will go to Mashiach ben David. So they said, Amalech Timlechim Alein Moshlim, the ganze godless. They were telling him, you're not going to be the eventual ruler of us. It's going to be David. So don't, very interesting. It explains that a Muslim going on with between Yosef and his brothers around us, connected with Mashiach. But getting back to it, you do have a number of sources. You definitely have that Mashiach is not going to do everything on his own. There'll be Mashiach ben Yosef. There'll be Eliyahu Novi. There'll be others. If you look at Midrashim, it's interesting. There's different names, probably no one ever heard of. There'll be Suraya. There'll be someone from Sheva Don by the name of Suraya that the Zohar says will help Mashiach ben Yosef. Whatever, there's a number of the Bnei Reuven are brought on Midrashim Udum Muhammad's Bnei Moshe. You know, there's the 10 tribes that are hidden, and then a number of Midrashim says they'll come and wage war to break down the Goyisha kingdoms. Yeah, but in a number of Midrashim, you definitely, there's, besides Mashiach ben David, there's a lot of importance given to other people that I will, so to say, help do the process. We have a famous Gemara, Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara brings her a pasuk that Chaya Hanavi says that Hashem showed him arba charoshim, four charoshim of face, carpenter face. That kind of thing, they're going to cut off the horns of the nations of the world, the malchus, the kingdoms of the nations. Who are the four? Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Eliyahu Novi, and Shane, the son of Noach. What's the Shaykh of Shane, the son of Noach? Then the Gemara says it is going to be the seven princes, the seven shepherds, eight princes. Exactly, it seems going to be different tzaddikim in the times of Mashiach will also play a role. But the Rambam doesn't mention a word about it. But the Rambam does mention about Eliyahu HaNavi. And also many places, although we know that in a number of Midrashim we focus on Mashiach ben Yosef and we speak about him, and Chassidus even, also Chassidus mentions him here and there, but Eliyahu HaNavi is something which is a much stronger focus on. I just want to focus, what's the role of Eliyahu HaNavi here?
In Ken Zayn, I don't know that before Moshiach comes, that it says 3 days before Moshiach comes, before. Once Moshiach comes, it's going to be a small shadow.
So the Emes is that the Inyan...
He's going to be like a vice president.
So the Inyan, you're right. The Inyan is a Sevad. It's a very strong Sevad. Yes, but Pashtus is a Stakazai. But Pashtus, the Inyan of Elyonov is before Moshiach comes.
No, but 3 days. This 3 days.
It's 3 days. Some people... It's
3 days. It's like a short side fall.
No.
But the Pashtus Yitaka right, the of Eliyahu is Achana to Mashiach. However, I would say that from certain sources it's clear that even after Mashiach comes, Eliyahu is still going to be involved. Lamashal, Chias HaMeisim, yeah? Chias HaMeisim, you all say will happen through Mashiach, but in certain places it says it's going to happen through Eliyahu HaNavi. That's definitely after Mashiach comes. But true, but even if it's Achana from Mashiach, it's important to understand the role of Eliyahu HaNavi. So you have, first of all, what I'm saying, the mocker that I could rely on is the Maram of Prague. I mean, he's not saying he's atheist, but truth is not, other than Chassidus, also Mashmazai. Chassidus and Eliyahu HaNavi is very deep concepts on, but one Akudim, Pasha said like this, we have Moshe, when Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, there was Moshe Rabbeinu and there was Aaron. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro, and it says, Aaron achicha yeh neviyacha. Aaron played a crucial part in the Geula. Aaron went, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro, Moshe told him the words of Hashem and the way they are, and Aaron was ready, he rephrased it, you know, he touched it up, he brought it down to Paro's level. Similarly, in the Hanhog of Yidden Bechlal, it's a very famous sugi, I'm sure people have heard about this, the Rebbe Sikh has spoken about it, and thus, that in the Avodas Hashem, there was in the leadership of the generation of the Midbar, Yad Moshe and Aaron, and each one played a very important role. Moshe Rabbeinu's name was Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu was to tell you the words of Hashem. Aaron was the one, the peacemaker, right? We all know that he used to go, two people are fighting, he used to go and say, you know, your friend wants to make peace, he's embarrassed to say, I'm sorry, he's told that to the other guy. So he used to make peace. Moshe Rabbeinu's inyan wasn't to be mislabish, so to say, to enclose himself in all the nitty-gritty petty fights that were going on. Moshe Rabbeinu's inyan was to lift Yidden up to a higher level by revealing godliness. Well, you have Chassidus explain, Shoshina de Malko, Shoshina de Matranisa. Moshe Rabbeinu's inyan, if you put it in these words, was to reveal godliness from above to below. His inyan was to bring down the word of Hashem down here. His inyan wasn't so much in working with the tachtim, with the lower Yidden, the way they are, in their level, and within their, you know, world, and their own human emotions and everything, to try to deal with them and, you know, farbreng with them, whatever, to make them a keli for the giluyim o'mayla. That wasn't mainly his inyan. The Indian, the one that did that was Aaron. Aaron Chassidus explains the Shishina the Matanis, just like by a chuppah. You have those that bring the chasen to the chuppah, and those that bring the kala to the chuppah. There's those that bring the mashpia, those that bring the makabel. One's Indian is to make that the mashpia should be mashpia. One's Indian is to make that the makabel should be able to be makabel. So Aaron's Indian, Aaron was Shishina the Matanis. He elevated Yidden Mamata Lamaila. He prepared them that they should be ready for the revelation from above that Moshe is giving them. And you see in their personalities, they were very different. Like you find, the Rebbe explained number of sikhs, Moshe Rabbeinu was Emes. Emes doesn't know of playing games, of, you know, coming and telling the guy, no, this guy really wants to make peace. Emes tells you there has to be peace, but to go and sit, Aaron had to be Mashani. Aaron had to say a shtikol a sheker. He had to say, you know, he really wants to make peace with you. That wasn't true. But he did it in order to make peace. He told each party,
It wasn't really true, but it was. It was
true. You're allowed to be Mashani, you're not allowed to say, you don't have to say the full truth.
The Rebbeitach is over there. It's not Mishan. It's because Mishan did Mishan.
Good, but I'm saying, but Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't allow himself to do that. So Moshe Rabbeinu's level, it was pure truth. The way it is Mamayla Lamata. It wasn't. So, Al Derech Zeh, there's a number of Mekoidos which compare Elyon of Yamashiach to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyim. Mashiach's inyan is the to reveal the Nyonim, to bring down all the Giloyim of Mashiach. Aaron's inyan is Al Derech Aaron HaKoyim to prepare, and Elyon of his inyan is Al Derech Aaron to prepare the Mekabel, to prepare the Yidden that they should be ready for Mashiach.
Okay, that's all before.
So the chayyur that's all before, but the truth is, the same way by Moshe and Aaron, the emes, you had Moshe, the emes, even when they were in after Matan Torah, you still had the differences between Moshe and Aaron. You still had that Moshe had gotten enay from Navi, the Aaron didn't. For all 40 years, you had Moshe and Aaron side by side. Each one had a different effect on
him. Who says this?
The Maral doesn't. Maral says. The Maral says the comparison between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to Elyon of Yamashiach is I'm not using the Oisis of the Maral. The Maral uses the Tzura and the Guf and the Nefesh, whatever it might be. They look in Etzach Yisrael Perek Nun Gimel. But the Etzim Inyan, yeah, we have in Chassidus also. Chassidus speaks a lot. It's used other Oisis maybe, which are not Mamish, the same thing like I said before, but also ties. And Chassidus speaks a lot. What's the difference? There's different in Yonam really with Chassidus. If you get really deep, Taki gets Elyonov, he is pretty high up there. But Pashas Elyon, Chassidus says, who was higher, Elyonov or Moshe Rabbeinu? So Chassidus says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't go up beside Hashemayim, he didn't go up with a storm to heaven. He had to be buried, his body was buried. Elyonov, on the other hand, he went up with his body to heaven, he became whatever pshat is, he became a malach, whatever point of pshat is. So Chassidus says, Misad Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu's Milo was in Gilui Oir HaNeshama, that his Neshama, when he was born, it says, his mother saw Kitoivu, that the light of Neshama lit up the whole house. And the revelation of Neshama, Moshe Rabbeinu, the goof, wasn't Bechlal, his body didn't conceal the light of the Neshama. The way his Neshama was upstairs, that's the way it shone down here. However, there was Mitzah Elyonov's level of neshama was climbed at the level, came close to Moshe. But his Maila was in Birur HaGuf, in refining the Guf itself. Moshe meant that his Guf wasn't a concealment, didn't have to really deal with his Guf. His main thing was his Gilui Yairah Neshama. Elyonov's Maila is in Birur HaGuf. So, from one level, from one side, Moshe Rabbeinu is much higher. But Mitzah Cheni, when it comes to the refinement of the physicality of the world, Elyonov, reached the ultimate. So there's a certain nekuda that Elyonov, although he's lower, but he has a certain mile even legabi Moshe. And al derech zeh, I would venture to say, if the derech epsher, I mean, sure, this mashma is a good klar and chassidus, that al derech zeh lost the in order to reach the revelation of Mashiach, sure, this Mashiach will also have the mile of birur haguf. That's why I don't want to. Right now, but Pashas Elyonov will come before Mashiach. Elyonov Hanovi is Inyan as we mezachich to tachten. And Mashiach's Inyan is Al Derech Zeh. There's many pratim which you could see that. I'll just give you a few dugmois. Elyonov Hanovi and Mashiach will both help us understand the Torah, right? Says Elyonov will answer all the questions that there are in Torah. Tishbi Taras Kushi Suiboyz. Mashiach is going to reveal Torah Chadasha. Mashiach will reveal the deepest secrets of Torah that were never revealed before. So if you think about it, you see why can't Mashiach? Why do we need Elyonov to answer the questions? Why can't Mashiach answer the questions? So there's a number of points here. There's a technical point which. Certain things, Elyonov Poshet, Elyonov Loy Meis, he hung around and all the yeshivas, and all the mesitas, ever a shaila, what's some of the Chachmi HaGemara Gemain, what did the Chachmi HaGemara think? Elyonov was there, so he could tell us. It says Elyonov, the certain things, it says that even, you have, I don't want to confuse people with what they've heard until now, but you have certain words in the Torah that have dots on top of them, right? So one way of learning, which is according to, is that goof is halacha l'moishim misina, they should have that. Well, the certain place of the Tzmashma, that the dots is because we're unsure of the word. It says that Ezra put dots, Ezra Sefer put dots in certain words. It says, if Eliyo Anovi will come and tell me, why did you write this word? Really, it's supposed to be another word. So I'll tell him I already put the dots to show that I wasn't sure if that's the word. So says, when Ezra Sefer wrote the Torah, Chvonu Shtarang, in the Gansu Maisim, Chasedus, Vyusedus, Mithalstein, But when the Torah was written, according to some opinions, not to all opinions, some opinions, there was a doubt in certain words. So Ezra put dots on them to show that there's a doubt on it. So he said, why did I put the dots? And if one of you later come and tell us that the Messiah is wrong, so I'll tell him that I left it, you know, hanging in the balance. So he said, Leonovi was, he knows, he was there but he was the Talmud of Achiyash, and Achiyash Lein was Zibar Matan Teira. Elyonovi Alderev Zed says many certain things Pashat Elyonovi says in certain places also Rabbatan. Elyonovi hung around the Masiftis and he could tell us what certain information that was lost from us, he could tell us because he was there. But then there's another Nikud. Chassidus says Elyonovi, this is another Nikud Al Pi Chassidus, Elyonovi is a level of Das. Says it's out, and someone said it says he found in Sanat Rebbe's Maimorim that it's, I don't know if there's an earlier source that he found in Ksav, and you don't know if it's a level of Das. And you have in the Zohar already, it says that same way Aaron was the Navi of, was the translator of Moshe, so to Eliyahu Navi is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, the revelation of Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu is complemented by Eliyahu Navi. Same way Moshe spoke to Potter, his words of Potter were complemented through Aaron. So Eliyahu Navi says Eliyahu Navi Moshe, not Mashiach.
So Eliyahu will be.
Eliyahu Navi is a Talmud Chaver. First, Eliyahu Navi is Pinchas Eliyahu. Depends also. You say Pinchas is Eliyahu, so he was a Talmud of Moshe, and he was the one that, in other words, he's not pshat that he knows more than Moshe, obviously. But he's going to be the one that will be Moshe's mouthpiece, so to say. He'll be the one to explain all the questions of Torah.
Why is he going to need?
Huh?
Why is he going to need
a translator? Because he's going to be very high to the Holom at that time, maybe.
Why is he going to be a need for Aaron instead of Eliyonov instead of Moshe?
Yeah, by Moshe.
So if you say that Eliyonov comes before him, yeah, in Ochanan. Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, Pedal State, Taka State, and the Zoya. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't lower himself. I think the Zoya, says that. The Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't lower himself to be Mavadid. Eliyahu Navi is able to, like, he's his mouthpiece to explain everything.
Even though Asid Lavi is it.
I mean,
no, it's before Mashiach's coming. Mashiach's Mashiach already, the whole world will be misbad at a high level. They don't own you.
Anyway,
my mother from the Rebbe in Nachum Pesach, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like they won't be in a level that they won't need all these things.
One second, let's do one thing at a time. So, you have in my moderns explained that Eliyonov is level of Das. And there is an interesting word, which means to say like this, when you have a question, how to understand Pshat in something, right? There's one thing is that Eliyonov Pashat has information, you know. Then there's the Indian that in order to understand Pshat, need to have Das. So there's two ways of looking at something. How are you Machriya? How do you, I don't know how you call them, the one that, I don't know how you say it in English. The middle guy, the one that comes to the right conclusion. How do you are you able to do that? You need to have the level of Das. You can have sometimes you can look at it like this, you can look like that. You need to have to be able to really understand the thing, to recognize and feel the thing itself, so able to really get what it is. So it says the Leonov is a level of Das. That's why Tish B'Taras Kushis V'Boys. According to that shot, it's not Pshat Leonov will say, this is what Torah says, this is the answer, you had a doubt, I'm coming to tell you this is Pshat. No, according to this is very deep, it's a much very different thing. Eliyonavi will give us the insight to understand how to learn Torah in a way that we will be able to answer the questions. Now that we have doubts and questions, why do we have doubts and questions? Because we're missing a certain level of understanding that could penetrate and give us the proper way of understanding which way to go. Eliyonavi is a level of Das, so he will give us the Das Hashem that we'll be able to get to the bottom of Torah. Lav dafka means that every single shayla he saying Chassidus uses this understanding, this explanation of what Eliyahu Navi will do. Now write the shayla, and so and Chassidus says that Amalot and Seyas Hashem will happen through whom? Through Eliyahu Navi. will happen through Elyonov, because Elyonov is level of Das. I, Lechayda, we all know, Chassidus tells us who's going to bring a Molar Zayat Hashem will be Mashiach. Right? So again, what I would say, B'derech Epsher, based on what we're saying until now, that each one has a role, they work together, but they're in different levels. Elyonov, you don't say anyways that Elyonov will reveal Teira Chadasha. Right? Elyonov will answer the questions. The difference, when you have questions in Teira, the questions in Teira means the Teira that we have now, Elyonov will give us the clarity of understanding the Teira we have now. Mashiach's job is a much greater. Mashiach's thing is that he'll reveal Teira Chadasha. Teira Chadasha is a totally higher level. So here also, if you look closely, you see that there are two different dimensions. Elyonov's inyan is, so to say, Mashiach is going to reveal something much, much greater. But Elyonov will deal with the problems that we have in understanding Torah now, to reveal the Torah that, in other words, and that, Yesh Loimar, B'Derech Epsher, perhaps, you could say, will be a preparation or a build-up for the revelation of Torah Chadasha through Mashiach. Similarly, it comes, it says, Elyonov will make peace, yeah? Elyonov will make peace. Now, if you look at the Nevuas of Yeshayahu, who's going to bring peace into the world? Mashiach will beat their swords into plowshares, and thus will be Mashiach, yeah? He's going to teach for Shaf, he's going to teach the nations not to fight. So, who's going to do it? Elyonov or Mashiach? So, Yesh Loim again, could be I'm totally wrong, but perhaps just a thought. So it could be Elyonov, Mashiach is not going to sit, two people have a fight, if this pot and pan, if this belongs to this guy, to that guy, you know, I don't think Mashiach is going to deal with that. Elyonov will deal with that, Yemun HaChatshiyov, Elyonov, all these petty things Elyonov will deal with. Mashiach will bring you to a level they wouldn't want to fight L'chatchila, he'll reveal to you, but Elyonov,
So what would you need Elyonov in that case?
So two things. First of all, as a preparation. Uh-huh. But the union of preparation, it could also be, if you think about it, even when they're happening simultaneously, you have, in order to be able to receive the Yonam of Mashiach, you have, Mashiach will be kollel both, but there's certain union, mashal. Tchias HaMeisim says it will happen through Elyonov. Why is it going to happen through Elyonov? Because Elyonov never dies. So he has the koyach of.
Chizmeisim.
Whatever you want to call it. It's going to happen. He's going to bring the. So, other places it will happen through Mashiach. Then you have Chassidus B'chal has a whole different thing. Chassidus has a whole deeper thing. Chassidus explains you have the difference between Malachim and Neshamas. Neshamas are more, the malachim come from zivuk chitzoni, a external union, more of a spiritual union, but a spiritual union. Neshama is like what Kabbalah calls zivuk neshikin, you know, like the neshamas come from zivuk zav nukva. They come from a lower union, but it's more essential. It's a lower, but it's more pini. So it says malachim, neshamas have a mile, they have the essence of Devishtha, but they come down lower. Malachim don't come from such a high level, but they're more spiritual, they're more pure. Elyonov has both miles. Sai he's in neshamas, sai he's a malach. So Elyonov is going to, equal out the miles of neshamas and the miles of malachim. I think in many things you could see how in a certain sense Elyonov, one thing to say is a preparation to Mashiach, that's for sure. But Mishad Sheni, it also seems as even though it seems in the place that he'll work together with Mashiach, even when Mashiach is there, there's still an inyan to be mekabel b'pnimius, terasi shal Mashiach, to you know.
Sort of with Rabbi Kiva, Mishra Reino, sitting over there, didn't know where they
is. Yeah.
And it was it was, there's something to it that there's a gilui that lamato somehow that Meshe Rabbeinu mitzad dagose he didn't whatever it is why basically because there's a butter for this but you need with his keach come down to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is megalit.
Right.
It's megalit that keach that Moshe Rabbeinu with him. Moshe Rabbeinu himself couldn't. He was not. He was till not Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no.
But the Mashiach mashma, but the obvious in the Allah say this that thing. Mashiach will be greater than Rabbi Akiva. Whatever time, but just. It's an interesting thing. We look about it. There's many.
The world zok that I'm snagging. He's coming in 120 years. Glent. Allah yachol chol yachol chayu glent ramchim.
Ich will es sagen, aber ich kann noch sagen, dass ich will ja noch wie ich. Ich will nicht in der Mail auch.